What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about X-Men's brand new movie, Dark Phoenix, which we saw the trailer last week, and then a little bit of like an odd news of this movie's coming out February 14th, and then suddenly, oh no, we're moving it to June 6th. We're going to delay it again. It's like, okay, that's always sounds good. Yeah, so first off, let's talk about the trailer itself first, which I'm going to be honest, did not get a very good response on the internet. I watched it and was a bit like, yeah, wake me up with it. It was so bland. I just didn't get it. It just didn't excite me. I was just like, I don't know. What did you think?
I thought it was fine. Not a great trailer, not a bad trailer. I thought it was okay. It definitely didn't need what it did. No, sorry. Tongue twisted myself there. It didn't do what it needed to do, which is right up front, what is the Dark Phoenix? And they kind of cornered themselves with this one because you can explain what Dark Phoenix is, but then everyone's just going to go, but wait, didn't you do that in X-Men 3 Last Stand? Because that's kind of what they did. So there were scenes from the trailer where it was like, are you just recreating Last Stand? Because that didn't go over very well the first time around. And I didn't have the same general reaction that the internet had, and I think that's mostly because I am an X-Men fan, and I was like, yeah, this is better than I was expecting it to be, especially since I wasn't even expecting the movie to ever come out. And honestly, after the announcement of them pushing the date back, I'm kind of back in that corner. Yeah. But it's like, oh, this is kind of cool, not bad. I do like, you know, James McAvoy is in it, Michael Fassbender's in it. Mystique, Jennifer Lawrence is in it, all that stuff. And there were bits to it where I was like, this could be entertaining. But like you said, the trailer itself was very bland. Nothing really happens. If you were to change the name of it to X-Men Days of Future Past or X-Men Apocalypse, I think you would just convince people it was literally a trailer for those movies that came out like too late, that accidentally got released instead of the right trailer. And it's like, yeah. Also, by now, most people are fully aware that Fox is getting bought out by Marvel, and you kind of lose that.
Yeah.
You kind of lose that. Well, these aren't the characters that Marvel's going to use. They're almost, we don't have confirmation, but like 99% chance these guys, every single one of them is going to get recast when they finally make it into the MCU. So why do we care about the Dark Phoenix? It's already a dead franchise as far as people are concerned.
Yeah, so first off, it was just really weird how they had the trailer out and literally 2 days later they announced a reshuffle of their movies. They've moved, was it Anita Battles? I can't think of what the
Battle name. Angel Alita? Yeah. Is that it?
So they're like an animated movie that was coming out just before Christmas. They've shifted that back to Valentine's Day because the view was, they said that it was to try and get a better release in China, which I actually could be quite good because this movie might go down better in China. But also, I think it was so much heavy competition at Christmas with Aquaman, Mary Poppins, and a few other movies. If it was supposed to be a very heavy bit for that movie to go, and I don't think it was testing very well. There's not been a lot of interest in it. So they then move X-Men back to June the 7th. X-Men Dark Phoenix was supposed to be out this month originally when they originally announced it, and they've put that the first teaser trailer, they've moved it back the second time. So now we are nearly 9 months from this movie coming out. So now we've got a trailer for a movie coming out in June as part of the new summer one. And this is the big kicker. It's the Fox deal is supposed to go through in the first half of 2019. This means that this movie could theoretically come out after Disney have brought it. And that leads on to the next thing. They then also said that they're moving Gambit back again to 2020. Now, this movie has been in like purgatory for like 3 years.
More.
I am in all honesty now. It is like, this movie, if they've set it to come out in 2020, there is zero chance of this movie ever coming to light because Disney are, if they're going to be introducing the X-Men into the MCU, there is no way they're going to be, I mean, they're saying, well, we'll start work on it. It's like, Fox are having to keep the board, the energy and everything running while they're in takeover mode. So I can see why they're maybe stretching out the releases and not announcing new stuff and developing new things, because the new owners are about to coming in, and they're coming in and measuring up the carpets and curtains ready to paint, kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, moving Gambit back, I'm like, who are you kidding? It's like, yeah, just keep putting it back until we can kind of say, yeah, it's cancelled.
Yeah, I gave up on Gambit 2 years ago. I mean, Channing Tatum wasn't attached to it at the time. I don't even know if he's still attached to it.
Apparently he is, yeah.
I mean, well, they say he is, but he's not going to contradict him whether or not he actually is. In fairness, this does mean if it does get pushed back and eventually just disappears into the void, we could still get Channing Tatum as Gambit in the MCU. Honestly, I still don't know how I feel about that. He's a great actor, but he's not who I picture as Gambit. But enough about that. In any event, this whole schedule reshuffle, I could see maybe Disney taking these movies, New Mutants and X-Men Dark Phoenix, not doing a theatrical release at all with them, but they could be launch titles on Disney Now or their streaming platform as like, see the end of the X-Men, the original X-Men franchise. These are the final performances by Sophie and James McAvoy, etc. And here are the New Mutant characters. Here's this horror movie that was made. But both of these movies have been testing horribly, as you mentioned, for Dark Phoenix. But New Mutants has also been testing absolutely abysmally. The trailer reaction to New Mutants when that came out was pretty negative. The trailer reaction to Dark Phoenix, it's entirely possible that Disney's just going to vault these. Just pretend they don't exist. So
other idea is that they could be like, right, we've released them as they've been made. We've paid for them. Let's get some money back from this stuff.
Right.
Even if it doesn't, you know, we chuck it out on fewer screens. It's a loss leader from, we've brought them, we've paid for them. They're in the archive. You know, we've got them. We might as well make a bit of money from them. But, you know, they've got two X-Men movies now that have been pushed back, and neither one of them have really been set. But then this might, I do feel like the X-Men reboots and all the rest of it, they've not been working the same way because they've been floundering, and audiences have changed since X-Men. When X-Men, the original series movies, launched like 18 years ago, the different world than it is now. And they're not, I don't think they were, they just got a bit wishy-washy in Fox, you know. Yeah, well, it doesn't look like these are going to work. And I think the Dark Phoenix, I think had they moved these dates around, they could have held that Dark Phoenix trailer back till February. They didn't. But also, like, such poor planning. You put out all your posters and all your trailers, and then 2 days later you reshuffle everything.
Yeah, and it's not like this is a decision that was made in a 2 day span. They had to have known, if not that it was absolutely happening, that there was a very good chance that it was happening. So the fact that they put the trailer out at all is just weird to me. But we've also seen, going back a little bit here, Fox very clearly doesn't really know why the original X-Men movies were popular, X-Men 1 and 2. And then, you know, that they're in that kind of same syndrome that the DC universe is in, and kind of what we talked about the Star Wars last week. You know, they know it's popular. They know that superheroes are popular. They helped start this trend with X-Men back in 2000, but they never really got a grasp on why people liked it. You know, that's why they pumped out X-Men 3, X-Men Origins Wolverine. People liked, for the most part, First Class, but weren't too keen on Days of Future Past and Apocalypse. I actually liked both of them, but I understand why most people didn't like them. And it almost feels like Logan and Deadpool 2 were flukes rather than products of good planning. And then we get this feeling from Dark Phoenix, which is literally feeling just like X-Men 3 with the new cast instead of the old cast.
Yeah,
and just
even,
like,
yeah, I mean, even had that sort of feeling of like she's in a house and they're walking down the street and she's trying.
I know, yes.
It's like, didn't we? It was like, I've seen this.
We literally had this scene.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're doing an homage to the original. That's certainly not the movie I would do an homage to. And it's just like, no, did you just not realize that you're doing the exact same scene as the first time? That's not even how it happens in the comics. So it's not even like you can say, oh, they're just using the same source material. No, this is like, you somehow it got stuck in your brain that this house scene happens. But, you know,
This is the fourth one with these characters in, isn't it? The fourth movie with these actors.
I mean, fifth if you count their quick appearance in Deadpool 2.
I think this is kind of thing of this series is just generally, I think it was a problem as well as they hit the reboot button, but they didn't hit the reboot button properly. And they've been suffering ever since they did that. They kind of wanted to reboot it and they took it back in time. But as they're getting closer and closer to it, the new cast version was still so ingrained with the last one. Well, the last one, they didn't seem to have the thing to actually hit that reboot.
Yeah, I agree. It was like, we want to reboot it for First Class, or is this going to be a reboot, or is this going to be their history? And then they did Days of Future Past where they mixed the casts, and it's like, well, okay, now I'm completely confused as to what's going on, and you're not helping things at all with the Wolverine movies, which are apparently not even in the same continuity. Cause what the heck happened in Wolverine 2? He gets his claws cut off and then they never mention it again ever. And it's just, there's a very mixed message going on with the X-Men movies. This new one, Dark Phoenix, doesn't really seem to change that. And it's just more proof that Fox really didn't know what they had on their hands. They didn't know what to do with it. They knew it was popular, but they didn't know why, and they couldn't find the directors to do it right, or at least directors who wouldn't end up getting caught in scandals. So, you know.
But the good news is we've got Deadpool 2 PG-13 version coming out for Christmas.
We're not going to talk about that nonsense.
What? This is like, we've got a date, and we're just going to re-release a video? It's like,
it's going to be like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
I did hear that they wanted to bring in, what's his name? Fred Savage from The Princess Bride to do the bookend pieces. That's the beginning and the ending of the movie where they're going to, I guess, do a Princess Bride bit where Deadpool or somebody is going to be reading from the book of Deadpool and narrating it that way. But I'm still like, even if this goes through, why? Was there such a clamor for people to be like, I wanted to take my kids to see Deadpool 2, but it's rated R. I'm like, that really didn't stop people.
I saw Deadpool on the plane. It was on the on flying over it's to like Florida.
45 like, seconds long.
Put the version on them and going, and he's like watching it. They have cut this to bits. There's hardly anything left. There's whole scenes missing. That was literally one particular scene was completely missing. They just jumped over completely across. It's just like, I'm just thinking that's gonna be awful. But yeah, so it's a bit of a mess all over the place with X-Men at the moment in terms of Fox. So hopefully by this time next year, everyone will be much clearer when we've got a better idea of what's going on. But we'd love to know what you guys thought of the Dark Phoenix trailer, but also this whole reshuffling and what's going on. Let's know your thoughts. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. I'm James. Where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.